where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
A Sarnia man is facing multiple charges in connection with the stabbing over the weekend. City police responded to an altercation at River City Vineyard just after midnight Saturday. When officers arrived, a 51-year-old Sarnia man was found to be suffering from multiple stab wounds. He was taken to Bluewater Health for treatment of serious but non-life-threatening injuries. A 24-year-old man arrested at the scene is charged with assault with a weapon, assault causing bodily harm, and failing to comply with a probation order. A new apartment building in Point Edward has taken shape rather quickly. Construction on Venetian Harbor on Venetian Boulevard started in November, and the sixth and final floor was just completed. President Nick Salamone says crews are partitioning the units now inside the building.
We're going to have 52 residential units. It's a combination of two-bedroom, two-bath, two-bedroom plus den and two-bath, and a couple of three bedrooms, two baths. The building's going to have an amenity area, barbecue grilling station, and some benches overlooking the marina. The interior of the building will have an exercise room and a common room for gatherings.
Salamone says they've had an overwhelming response from people already in the Point Edward area, with a majority of interest from retirees and empty nesters. Full details are posted at sarnianewstoday.ca. A provincial funding boost has helped out Petrolia Bluewater Taekwondo with some much-needed roof upgrades and electronics. Over $62,000 was provided to the club in the fall as part of the Ontario Trillium Foundation capital grant. According to president and master instructor Becky Brand, not having the funding over the last couple of years has been a struggle.
I was holding my breath on whether we would get it or not, so when we got the confirmation that we got it, I was definitely doing a happy dance.
Brand says the new electronics for the club will help with scheduling, classes, and training. Stellantis is recalling over 10,000 vehicles in Canada because of defective airbags. The company says an estimated 10,285 Dodge Chargers and Chrysler 300s have been recalled because of the side airbag inflator, which can explode and hurl metal fragments at the passenger and driver because of a manufacturing defect. Stellantis says it is unaware of any related injuries or accidents. However, the automaker has received 2 warranty claims and 5 reports of customers needing assistance tied to the issue. And the 2024 Juno Awards were handed out last night in Halifax. Ottawa-raised singer Talk was chosen as breakthrough artist for his rise on the back of his hit single Runaway to Mars. And Album of the Year went to Montreal singer-songwriter Charlotte Cardin for 99 Nights. Mix of sun and cloud for today. Gusty southeast winds up to 50 kilometers an hour, high of 13. Increasing cloudiness tonight, slight chance of showers by morning with a low of 7. Showers ending tomorrow morning, then mainly cloudy. Winds out of the south up to 70 kilometers an hour, high of 13. Cloudy on Wednesday with a slight chance of showers, a high of 12.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.